My name is Wesley Kerr, and I'm a historian, broadcaster, horticulturalist. Simon-Louis Boisseau's wonderful piece of biscuit porcelain, it's called, because it's unglazed, and it was done at the very remarkable Sèvres factory just outside Paris in 1794. And in a way, it's a sort of piece of agitprop. This is produced in revolutionary France when the revolution is 5 years into its unravelling and in its most radical phase. The king had been executed the year before, and the radicals, you know, the Jacobins, took the astonishing step for 18th century Europe of freeing the slaves, because of course so much of the prosperity of France and much of Western Europe was built on these slave colonies. So what's the connection of slaves with this marvellous piece of Sèvres porcelain? La nature, it's nature, and it's really Mother Nature, I think, would be a good translation. A Mother Nature who seems to have six breasts is suckling two children. She's suckling a very sweet white baby on the right top right breast, and she's suckling a very sweet bare-bottomed black baby on the left breast. And this is a very, very powerful expression by, as it were, the artistic arbiters of the time in the Sèvres factory. And the French state in this revolutionary moment saying, yes, there is equality. The black child is of equal status to the white child. And I think in terms of the iconography that it's using, the iconography of classical mythology is very important, because remember, these Jacobins had invented an entirely new religion. They almost went back to ancient classical gods created by the state. So as well as looking a bit like Diana, who's often portrayed multi-breasted, she looks a bit like Marianne, who's the revolutionary symbol of liberty, although not normally with suckling children. But there's also shades of the Virgin Mary there. So there is so much going on. It's amazing that this has survived, and we're so lucky to be able to see it.